Five Finger Lighthouse was built in 1902 originally. And we were put here because this can be a treacherous waterway. And there was a gold rush in the Klondike, and many, many boats were coming up through Alaska to get to that gold, and everyone was in a hurry. And there were a lot of fatalities in this area, so Congress decided to put in these two lights. And at times, actually, the conditions out here get so rigorous that in the logbook, the lighthouse team talks about the lighthouse being capped in ice and that they could neither get in nor out. So it could get tough for them. And there's stories about the guys from the lighthouse rowing out to passing ships and begging for food. And then, unfortunately, in 1933, it burned down. The guys here, their water pipes had frozen up, and they had taken a torch to try to thaw out the water pipes. And so the wood behind the water pipes caught a fire, and then the pipes were frozen still, so they didn't have any water to put it out. And the entire structure burned down, sadly. And then in 1935, this new cement lighthouse was finished. This is the door to the tower. So this is a big old hefty door, and you're gonna hear it pull open with a whoosh, and then we'll start up the stairs. So we're going up higher and higher. The view is getting more and more spectacular. We're just below the light now at this little landing. This staircase is super solid. It's very, very steep, so you're gonna need two hands to climb it, okay? And here we are. We're on top of the world.
It's so much warmer up here.
Yeah, because we're surrounded by these windows. So we're in the cupola, and this behind you is the light. It almost looks like coils, eight coils stacked on each other, clear plexiglass, and it's only about maybe a foot and a half tall and a foot in diameter. It's light sensitive, so it comes on its own at night when it gets dark enough, flashes every 10 seconds and can be seen for 18 miles. We're in the cupola. You can get a sense of why it's named Five Finger Island. So we're kind of like, if you hold your right hand up, we are kind of like the thumb. And then there's four unnamed islands out there. Those are the four fingers. So this was such a treacherous stretch of water because the tide would go up and down and it would hide the obstacles. And the old sailors, the story was that in this area, there was a hand that came up from the depths, a giant hand, and would grab ships and pull them asunder. So Five Finger Islands was, you know, it was a scary name, a place to respect.